Good morning. Again, 10:27 a.m. Yeah, mid-morning, late morning, 10:27. I once more waited until it was above 20 degrees before I started. Seems to work out pretty well. It's a little bit disconcerting, but I need the walk, and whether or not I need to talk is up for grabs, but at least I need to walk, and 20 degrees is okay. Actually, 20 degrees is pretty good. So let's see if I can put this back in my pocket without bumping it or something. Not sure what happened yesterday. 12 minutes it cut off. So I don't know if I tug the cord and click the microphone button or what, but so it goes. At any rate, I'm back. I'm out, I'm walking. 17 minutes on the first mile. And Armando talked to me just before I started the recorder. I'm doing a little more than 2 miles because I have to cross the street twice to get to the plowed walk. I'm not going to walk on snow if I can help it. And just across the main street, 34, there's a... or over in 34, West 20th. There's a bike lane that the city plows. And the sidewalk over there, so... It's much more pleasant to walk on. And much more secure footing. There's a lot of ice around today. There's a lot of stuff that melted yesterday afternoon and then froze again overnight. When I got up this morning, it was 7. So the temperature has really skyrocketed up to 22. It may get to be above freezing later today. We'll see. Today is Thursday. It's the last day I go to visit my students at school. Both good and bad. I'm glad I'm not going to have that 3 hours Thursday afternoon get taken up. But I'm going to miss working with the students. There's a certain satisfaction in watching their efforts improve as they go and watching them become more aware as writers. The editor for Hermit is editing in public. That is, she's posting on her G+, her Google Plus timeline, questions that she has for me regarding common editing issues. So Karen Conlin, C-O-N-L-I-N, if anybody wants to follow along or look at. There's a hashtag, and now I can't remember what it is. Something like editing in daylight. Or edit in daylight. Or something, I don't know, I can't remember what it is. But if you look for, if you're interested in seeing what she's finding, mostly it's, did you mean to say this? Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. I used the word thermostat, that was the latest one. It's like, oh really, did I say that? Yes, I did. Wrong. So yeah, anachronisms sneak in. Excuse me. So, what am I up to? Ravenwood. I still have some more editing to do for the audio. I still have some more recording to do. I still have a bunch of that to do. Oh, I'm reading In Vitro Rex, Brant Gamblin's sequel to The Hidden Institute. The Hidden Institute. Yeah, I'm reading it now. It's pretty good. I don't know if it's... Well, yeah, it is actually, I think, a little bit better than Hidden Institute. Hidden Institute is very good. And as a sequel, as the next book in the series, I think In Vitro Rex is taking advantage of a lot of the things that Hidden Institute sort of hinted at. So using the world a little more liberally. It's definitely not steampunk, which is quite interesting. In the past, I had described it as steampunk, but there's a technology that's not consistent, really. Well, I suppose. I have to think about it. Because one thing Brand does, and I think he does very well, is he introduces technology the same way that we would use it. It's like, do we know how a phone works? No, not really. So do we know how any of the technology in his world works? No, not really, but people use it the same way we would drive a car, the same way we would use a phone. It's there, so they use it. It does these things. How does it do it? I don't know. And the reality is we don't really need to know. So it works out pretty well. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. Actually, I like it a lot. I like the plot. Plot is unfolding. I find myself looking for excuses not to do my own work so I can sit down and read a few more pages of In Vitro Rex. So, yeah, that's... It's interesting, it's intriguing. Very much a political sort of science fiction story. Quite enjoyable. So I'm trying to think what else. I've grabbed a whole bunch of new books, or at least samples for new books. So perhaps I'll talk about them after I finish this one. I'm still pondering which book to do next, whether I'm going to do Ishmael book or I'm going to do Smuggler book. I kind of want to do the Smuggler book just to get into that universe a little bit. There's a little bit of it, of the universe in A Light in the Dark. Odin's Outpost is definitely part of this alternate view. There's stuff going on under the surface. And some of it isn't very pretty. Okay, turning eastward. Can tell I haven't walked for a week. The exercise yesterday has kind of left my hips a little sore. I'm trying to pick up the pace just a little bit today. 17 minutes on the first mile is 1 minute better than yesterday. So we'll take that. I'm also not listening to my Pump It Up music. I'm not listening to the Lady Gaga channel on Pandora, so I don't get a lot of lively, stepping dance music. to walk with Monk Pole. Today was Lindsay Sterling with a little bit of mixed up stuff with it. So I pushed my big hood back. I still have the flannel one on, the fleece one on. It is quite chilly. My fingers have finally warmed up. I had to pull them out of the fingers of my gloves and just ball them up because it was so cold. But well, it's warmed up a bit since I took my gloves off. It's warmed up a bit. We'll take that. Let me look and see if I'm still recording. It says that I am. This is good. It says that I am. So yeah, we'll keep going. Is about where it died yesterday, so that's why I was kind of looking to see if there's something odd about this length. It's like, is there only 12 minutes of space left on the drive or something? Shouldn't be. I've only used a very small fraction of what's on this in terms of ready storage, so it shouldn't be 1232, 1233, okay, good enough. Put it back for safekeeping. Try not to pull on the cords. So, what I'm thinking about right now is, not very much. To be honest, I'm really kind of feeling kind of out of it. I've been working on these edits with Karen Conlon, waiting for the edits to come back on South Coast and Owner's Share. I suspect I'll get Hermit back first. I don't really expect to get South Coast back before March. Well, it could happen. I don't know. The Owner's Share ones are the ones that are pretty much up for grabs. I have no idea where they are. I've contacted the editor on those, and she's still plugging away. So it's not like there's no progress being made at all. It's just very, very slow, and understandably very time-consuming. So, yeah. Garbage truck. I wonder if they'd pick up my trash. If they did, it's early. They usually don't pick up until late afternoon, but with the holidays being what they were, they may have been a bit thrown off their schedule. See any geese flying around today? Doesn't mean they're not there, it's just that they've all found a place to hide right at the moment. The little water catchment basin at the behind the shopping center is black with them. And I thought I saw a small flock of brant. A brant is a goose-like bird, but a little bit smaller than a Canadian goose. They come generally white. But I could be mistaken. It could have been just geese further away. Made them look smaller. And we cross the street. Next to the last street crossing. Yeah, this raised black tarmac is really melting the snow. All around it there's snow, but on the black coating there isn't any snow. It's pretty interesting. Remind me not to walk across that in the heat of the summer. That could be ugly. It's a beautiful day. $18.27 on the back half, not bad. Not bad at all. And yeah, the distance is just about equal to two crossings of the main road up there, so that's why I'm getting this signal a little bit early. But better than yesterday, that was over 19. Not quite up to 17 minutes. Is where I really like 17 and a half, which is what the back half usually is. But given the traveling, given the footing, given the fact that my body is not used to this because I took too many days off, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. So did they take my trash? Doesn't look like it. Nope. But on that note, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.